Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. With so many skilled workers approaching retirement, manufacturers are taking a serious look at how to find new employees who know how to work with their hands and their heads. Today, we will discuss that issue as it relates to the growing biomedical device industry in Ventura County. On the show today, Bill Pratt, Vice President of Operations at I'm not going to say it until you say it for me.
KineMed
in Camarillo, and a chair of the WIB Manufacturing Committee. Also, Scott Robbie, lead instructor of industrial design and manufacturing technology at Ventura College, and also a member of the WIB Manufacturing Committee. Bill, Scott, good morning. Good to have you along.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And let's start off with Bill. What is biomedical device manufacturing? What are the basic skills that workers need to be successful in the industry?
Biomedical device manufacturing is really broad. It's everything from syringes to X-ray machines. In the case of my company, we make orthopedic devices for reconstructing your knee joint, for example. The basic skills that our workers need to be to have to be successful are good mind-hand skills, good coordination, good assembly skills, and then it ranges up to more complicated things such as running computerized machine tools and what have you.
So heads and hands, really important in this, having the skills and the dexterity.
Good hands-on, good background.
Now, Scott, a couple of years ago, you were part of a lively discussion at a WIB Manufacturing Committee meeting, which led to the Biomedical Device Certificate Program at Ventura College and Moorpark College. Why is the program so groundbreaking?
This program was industry-driven. Industry asked for it, and it was a project that allowed us to look at what we already offer at Ventura College and Moorpark College and combine those into the first ever in the state of California, a dual campus certificate. So students from either campus can receive a certificate by taking the required classes.
Let's talk about the classes that are required for the certificate and, most important, why. What are some of those classes?
Well, we have at Moorpark College, we have a full biotech certificate program, a wide range of courses, and we've chosen three of those courses which give the students a background in the government regulations, the operations in biomedical device institutions or businesses. And couple that with basic manufacturing classes at Ventura College that give them the basic experience, understanding processes, tools, equipment, and manufacturability of products.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Before, we used to think of the community college program. When I took it, it was junior college, as just a way to get to a four-year. Now we're finding that at these programs and in these campuses, you're getting jobs. So you're creating skills that could lead directly to a job.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Yes, we have students going to work during their first semester at VC.
Yeah, so working while they're educating themselves.
Exactly,
That's remarkable. Bill, as an employer, what would be your response to a job applicant who had completed this new certificate?
Well, we'd obviously be delighted because this gives somebody a very unique range of skills, not only in the traditional metalworking machine shop type of program, but then also the classes at Moorpark are very unique in Southern California, and this is a very highly respected program, so that they understand clean room behavior, the regulatory and quality assurance requirements. So that individual in the they internalize both disciplines. We just recently hired one of Scott's students. He hasn't taken any of the classes at Moorpark yet, but we're delighted with the people coming out of Scott's program already.
Scott, let's stay with the subject here on how people can learn more about the certification requirements and program enrollment. Where can they get that info?
Well, enrolling at the two colleges is just a matter of going online to the college website. So if you're in Moorpark and want to attend Moorpark, you would go to their website. And then both campuses have a career center that you can visit and talk with counselors about a career. We also have the website of the WIB that has direct access to links and connections to our programs.
All right, Bill, if someone would like to explore the opportunities for careers in manufacturing, what resources would you suggest?
Well, depending on where they are at, if they're in high school, I'd suggest they get involved with a robotics club. There's good industry participation in that area. Of course, going to the WIB website, we've got a page within the website that goes to our youth council, and it's got resources for students there as well. Google is a great resource, so Google Manufacturing Careers, the Society of Manufacturing Engineers, which is SME.org, has got resources. So those are great starting places.
And I think for both of you, a final question that I'd like to just put to you. It's interesting how many years ago the idea of a junior college sort of meant maybe you stumbled out of high school and you needed a little help. And the idea of manufacturing meant, okay, you're just going to be this, you know, almost license plate maker. How can we get that prejudice out of people's minds that, oh, you're doing assembly, when we find out that there's huge careers that'll pay people a very nice living, and also with the JCs? What would each one of you like to address on that?
Well, one of the projects of the Workforce Investment Board is the Manufacturing Roundtable of Ventura County. So this is a group of manufacturing executives that are working together to solve that problem. And as an example, a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated Manufacturing Day in Ventura County. Haas Automation and Amgen and some other smaller manufacturers hosted tours for over 300 participants from five different counties at the high school level. And those folks, primarily students, were able to come through, get behind the glass walls of those factories, and see what was going on inside. And it was very, very instructive for them.
And the other thing is, when we think of manufacturing, again, the things we think are reality, oh, that's done somewhere else. It's not done in America, which is also a misnomer.
It's coming back to the U.S. Labor rates in China are quickly catching up to U.S. rates, and shipping lead times from Asia are about 3 months. So we found that we can be far more competitive by keeping it on our own shores.
And let's hear one for the community colleges.
Well, there's many, many jobs and careers, good-paying jobs and careers in Ventura County. And if you're living in Ventura County, there's a good chance that the career you select will have a connection to manufacturing.
Excellent. Scott, Bill, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Great information. Parents, listen up. Students, get in there. Well, let's get this career going. There's going to be a lot of openings, as we found out, with some retiring happening in the industry. This is a great opportunity to get an excellent education, stay here in the community, and get yourself an excellent career. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
For information on the new biomedical device manufacturing certificate, visit the WIB website at www.wib.ventura.org and click on the certificate contact link. Also, employers are welcome to attend a WIB committee meeting on manufacturing, clean, green, or healthcare. For meeting dates, just check the WIB websites, www.wib.ventura.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
It's 8:53 here at News Talk.